You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Thursday, we're joined by commentator Brian Onunoyin, who recently checked out a local gallery exhibit and was bowled over by what he saw.
And a very good morning to you all. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. John Lennon is supposed to have said that, but according to the Yale Book of Quotations, we really ought to attribute that quote to the cartoonist Alan Saunders, who coined it in 1957 when John Lennon was only 17. And yet, I also seem to recollect somebody once told me that it was part of some ancient Eastern philosophy. Well, whatever. Look, speaking of John Lennon, it reminds me that I met an artist recently, a very unusual artist, for this artist also owns an Irish pub. I kid you not. Now, there's a man who must struggle between the real and the surreal. Huh? And sometimes he probably doesn't know which is which. The artist in question was Doyle Jeter. He owns Enoch's Pub. So Doyle and I have to meet because he's mounting an exhibition on John Lennon at the Meadows Museum of Art at Centenary College in Shreveport. And while I'm there waiting for him, life happens to me. There's an exhibition of art and there's a great story to go with it. And it immediately has me intrigued and it has me fascinated. Well, naturally, yours truly, this slope-headed Neanderthal, is doing his best to look suitably impressed while standing in front of certain paintings. Huh? But before I tell you all about the portraits of the lovely topless ladies, I want to give you some background on the exhibition. It's a series of paintings by the French artist Jean Dépouillol, or Jean Dépoujol, a man who once lived just outside of Paris, but he spent some time in Indochina, and eventually he ended up settling in Shreveport. And the exhibition features paintings that he did when he was in Vietnam and Cambodia, just before the war in Vietnam, and hence the title of the exhibition, The Calm Before the Storm. So, while I was waiting for Doyle, I ambled about the museum and I was enthralled by these beautiful portraits, these magnificent landscapes and phenomenal costumes. And all of the works that are on display were actually part of a National Geographic article that appeared in April of 1951. In fact, Dépouillol was invited by the Smithsonian to take the exhibition on tour all over the United States, but he declined. And what's fascinating is that the letters of correspondence to this effect, well, they're on display also. Now, while he lived in Indochina, apparently Dépouillol must have seen himself as a sort of Paul Gauguin, who, as you know, spent some time in Tahiti. Dépouillol went native, by which I mean he had several concubines, it seems. Well, now, he would, wouldn't he, huh? Being French. Head on over to the Meadows Museum and see all this for yourself. You won't be disappointed. The exhibition runs through until April the 20th, so move it. They give you this really nice brochure when you're there as well, which has questions for you to ponder as you study some of the paintings. I found the paintings and the story behind the paintings to be fascinating, and I've no doubt so too will you. Have a lovely week and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio, and you can listen again on our audio on demand page at redriverradio.org. Just look for What Was I Thinking?